Welcome back to Kachina Chatter. Great conversations take place. Nella Kachina, that would be in the kitchen. This is our focus on Philly because our affiliates cut off after the first 50 minutes, but the rest of us listening on WWDB live in Philadelphia, 860 AM, get a little extra treat here. And of course, the whole show can be heard online at DelcoTimes.com and usually archived on my site as well, KachinaChatter.com. So check it out. Contact me there. If you have a business that you'd like to promote on Kachina Chatter, you can surely run your ad here. We welcome it because we need your support to keep the show going. It's completely brokered radio, which means I pay for the time, okay, despite having almost 30 years in the business. Whatever. It is what it is. That's how radio works today. But also, I would like your input. If you have an expertise like Bob Simpson of Brinker Simpson and you can share it with us on the show, why not give us a little tip of the week, you know? Won't cost you much. You'll get your information out. It's all active advertising. That's what I call it. It gives you a way to connect with your end users and our listeners and offer everybody something. It's a win-win. That's what we strive for. That's a whole guerrilla marketing thing there as well. Coming up, if you are in business, you need to know about this. My friend Jennifer Sherlock keyed me into this one. It's at Oxford Valley Mall. It's this Thursday. It's a business enrichment day at the mall. And it's a day full of events. It looks like it's going to be tremendous. The Philadelphia Area Regional Chamber of Commerce is combining with the Lower Bucks Chamber of Commerce to present this event. Now, it starts with it's a business enrichment day, Thursday, September 27th. Just reiterate that this Thursday. They have business before hours from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., which is perfect. A little breakfast, a little networking, bring your business cards. Then later in the afternoon from 5 to 7, you're hired retail job fair. Okay, so it doesn't matter where you are in your career. This could be good for you, but I especially think young people. And let's face it, where better to hold a job fair than a mall, which will be, if it hasn't already, all these stores doing their seasonal hiring. So it's Oxford Valley Mall this Thursday, day full of events. You can go to thegreaterphiladelphiachamber.com to look for more information about this event. And there goes your plug. But no, really, I think I love to promote anything that's going to help people. I've tried to do that on this show as much as possible. You know, we can talk anything. We can talk politics. We can get all depressed. But we need to lift ourselves up because at the end of the day, to be a cliche written here, it comes down to who we are as individuals, how we edify ourselves, how we improve ourselves and then improve our environment, our communities, our families, and so forth. And that's what we got to do. Now, I told you before the break, Noah Lewis, who I have to say his alter ego is Ned Hector. He does reenactments and he plays Ned Hector, who is a Revolutionary War hero. You don't hear much about this guy. In Philadelphia, in Conshohocken, Hector Street, there's a little plaque. Next time you're walking down Fayette, you will see right near Hector a plaque dedicated to Ned Hector, who he was. And not a whole lot's known about this guy. He was a Teamster, as I understand, and Teamsters carried all the ammunition. I'm looking at producer because he's a history buff, much more than myself. And the thing that made Ned very unique, like a lot of soldiers, especially fighting for the Union, he was black. And you don't hear about a lot of black soldiers in the Revolutionary War. Of course, there was the Massachusetts. Was that the Revolutionary War? 54. That was the Civil War. See, I'm getting all confused. Don't count on me for history, guys. I want to pay attention now. I only wish I paid attention back then. So Noah Lewis will be in, and he'll talk all about Ned Hector and history. And you know, I've spent some time with Noah because we were working on a project together a few years ago, and he is such a history buff.